Okay, someone sent me a link to a Shield 9 video. I haven't watched one of his videos in years. Well, I guess him and Hans from Alpine, I think it's Alpine 9, are kind of going at it. And it's an interesting conversation outside of these two different personalities, and it's something we cover a lot here too. Although I don't talk much about sport dogs. I'm not into that at all. I don't have anything against it or anything like that. But Hans is someone who's always criticizing, and rightfully so, sport dog trainers. The drive, kind of the same. Hans and I kind of see eye to eye on this aspect of it. And Hans is correct. He's scientifically correct on this when we talk about brain development, habit formation, things like this. What you learn first is your strongest habit. It's your default. And it can be very, very hard to switch tracks once you lay these railroad tracks down in the mind. How this pertains to the protection training, we talk about this, operating a dog in prey drive, always biting the sleeve, all of this kind of stuff, which is interesting enough. It goes back to slave hunting dogs, the chase, apprehend, and detain type deals, military dogs, police dogs, and all of the sports, which are kind of simulations or imitations of this chase, apprehend, and detain type deal. So Hans is criticizing the sport people, and I guess Shield 9 is criticizing Hans as being a con man, which is, he's correct there. He is kind of a con man. I've kind of called that out too. So both of these guys can be right and wrong at the same time, depending on what it is. But Shield is wrong in that here's another guy that obviously has just not been in a whole lot of fights in his life, right? Talking about how there's two brothers and one of them joins the Navy SEALs and gets into actual combat, and the other brother gets into MMA. And one of his things is to say, are we going to say that these are one is better than the other? Well, yeah, they're very, very different things, man. Like you said, the one guy was actually in real combat and actually had to kill people. And MMA, I'd have to compare to sport dogs, even not even MMA. I'd have to say like one particular flavor of martial arts, like Shaolin Kung Fu, right? I talk a lot about truth in combat, taking some of the things from Matt Thornton and applying it to what like Shield does. There's the problem with that type of training is that there isn't any truth in combat. And yeah, you can find the occasional dog that will do both good at sport and also at serious protection. My whole thing is neither one of these guys really have the diamonds when it comes to personal protection training. That comes from the Gypsy Stratton, going all the way back to Earl Jones and a guy who used to go by the name of Plummer. That whole tradition off of the streets of Chicago is the diamonds, man. It's the real, real deal. These guys developed this stuff in the worst neighborhoods in Chicago, and it totally revolves around how do I get home, if you can imagine this. The type of training that I'm interested in is to have real dogs for good people living in bad areas. Both Hans and Shield, their target is the white, upper-class, college-educated, 20% disposable income people. Both of these guys got something for sale, right? So I have something for sale, too, but not like these guys, right? They got their own dogs, and whatever the case may be, they're both pitching you stuff. Let me remind you, hey, Shield, and I called it, that you were going to get somebody hurt, right? So you had this dog, I can't remember what the dog's name was, that you sold as an executive, and I don't know what constituted it being an executive protection dog, because I didn't see any like outstanding obedience or handling on the dog. I think you were calling it an executive because of the level of aggression in this dog. and then you sold it for who knows how much to somebody, and it fucked that person up, right? It attacked the new owner. So I don't know, you know, talking about people that don't know what they're doing. Anyway, you're another guy that hasn't ever been in a fight before, and Hans is mostly right about that kind of stuff. And yeah, he is kind of a con artist, and there's no doubt about that. I called that out a while ago. I critiqued one of Hans's video the same time I did Lee Robinson's, right? Where Hans had a video that was titled "Watch This Dog Defend Two Attackers," and it was really good training. There's no doubt about that, but that was anything but. Like I said, that video should be titled "How to Get Jacked While Out Walking Your Dog." And I accurately critiqued that video. Hans left a comment saying that I wasn't worth the spit on his shoe or something like that, which is fine. But, that's selling to people that don't know, that's just a game. There was no truth in combat in that whatsoever. So all you guys, you know, are falling short when it comes to having the diamonds, when it comes to personal protection dogs. And Shield doesn't know a protection dog from a hole in the ground, and I don't care how many titles he has in sport dogs. So here's my whole thing with this, man. There's a lot of good general trainers out there, and trainers that specialize in certain things, right? Like Stony Dennis. He's a good trainer, but he's mostly for like suburban black lab dogs for family, right? So when he's talking about personal protection dogs, well, I don't really have a lot of time for them. I mean, I've watched him tell people that you can antagonize and have your own dog bite you, right? Okay, so Stony needs to stick with the small challenge course and bird dogs, right? That doesn't mean Stony Dennis isn't legitimate, isn't a good guy and a good trainer in his own lane, right? He don't know what the fuck he's talking about when it comes to protection dogs. Not like Gypsy Stratton and these dudes. These dudes needed dogs. Here was the situation. Back to needing real dogs for good people living in bad areas. So this means that they needed to get home, right? That's why they're using... Why are they using these little 12-foot leads, man? There's a whole reason for that. There's a science behind everything that these guys did. And it had to do with no shit having three motherfuckers jump out of an alley that for real and are going to jack your ass, and your dog needs to be able to help out in this situation in a big fucking way, right? That's what this training was all about. It has nothing to do, not related to any of the sport stuff whatsoever. The other problem was that these good people living in the bad area needed real dogs, because when they went to church, when they went to work, all of the criminals in the neighborhood knew that. How do you keep these motherfuckers out of your house? So that was the problem that they were trying to solve when they came up, Earl Jones, back in the day, back in the early 70s with this type of method of training. This is the Hoist Gracie Jiu-Jitsu of MMA. This is the diamonds within a dunghill. None of you guys got anything like this whatsoever. Shield is really far away. Hans has got some good stuff. Like I say, Hans working in defensive drive, working on threat display, but still falls short of what came out of the streets of Chicago up here. This come out of Inglewood, man. Have you ever been to Inglewood? See, here's the thing, man. I don't think none of you guys have ever hung out in a place like Inglewood, right? Maybe you watched Spike Lee's movie. I've never seen it, but I've spent a lot of time in Inglewood, man. I've spent a lot of time in Inglewood. I spent a lot of time in K-Town, East Garfield Park, all kinds of places, man. Lawndale, right? I've lived in the Ninth Ward of New Orleans for 6 months, man. I know these places like the back of my hand, man. And let me tell you something about Inglewood. When Gypsy talked about the kind of place where, like I said, man, East St. Louis, Detroit, you name it, man. I've been there in earnest on the streets. And let me tell you about Inglewood, man. Inglewood is a cut above. That was a place that gave me the heebie-jeebies. And Gypsy described it as a place that if you tripped and you fell while you were walking down the street, motherfuckers would steal your shoes. And that's not too far off of not being hyperbole. That's for real, man. Right? So that's where this stuff that I'm doing with my dogs and what Gypsy taught me and kind of being an ambassador of this lineage, that's where this stuff comes from, okay? It ain't got nothing to do with pimping no dogs from Czech. It ain't got nothing to do with selling memberships on websites up in Canada. It ain't got nothing to do with none of that shit. This had to do with needing real dogs for good people living in bad areas. And that's what this is about. And so Shield is really far away from what we're doing here, right, when it comes to protection work. This is a science, and he knows nothing. He is so far away from knowing what this is about, right? Hans is closer, no doubt about it. But also, he's pimping shit. And there's holes in his program and his training, probably everybody's. But of everything that I found, my heritage, what I know where I come from, my training is Kohler Method and Lieutenant Earl Jones, man. Those are the two main strands of the training that I do with my dogs. And I don't have some big-ass facility. I haven't been a professional dog trainer for 50 years. None of that stuff, man. I'm just a dude. I'm a good person living in a bad... Here's what I am. I've been the good dude living in the bad area that's always needed real dogs. So I've always trained, and I love training dogs, and I love dogs. So I've always trained my own dogs. And over the years, as I've gotten older, I've really gotten into the dogs and starting to train other people's dogs as well. So I don't have titles and all of this kind of stuff. But what I have is you guys can see my videos and see my dogs working. That's all I got. And the one-on-one teachings that Gypsy Stratton, Grandmaster Protection Dog Trainer, Gypsy Stratton, who was an absolute genius when it came to this type of training. So, yeah, beware of bullshit for sure there, Shield. But there's when it comes to knowing the difference between a sport dog or someone that's been in actual combat and comparing that to a MMA event, yeah, dude, you live pretty sheltered up there in Canada. And I mean that like literally, man. I don't think you have near the crime. I'm from Chicago. I'm from these places, man. And that's what I see is a lot of ignorance. And your target market is the upper educated, mostly white people, top 20% income earners. That's your target. Audiences, and that's right, and that ain't me, man. I'm like Gypsy, the church lady. Who's the church lady? Just some regular working stiff, man, who needs a real dog because they're good people living in a bad area. So I'm calling both of you guys on bullshit. But Hans is closer to the truth than you are, Shield. So, you know. And what is this no saying names? I mean, you're talking about Hans. Hans is leaving comments on the video. You even used... And here's how I know Hans isn't the one filing copyright claims against me using other people's identities. I guess Shield used his photo of one of his dogs or whatever without asking permission. You can file for copyright violation on that, Hans. But don't do that. Just make him take it down. Just because, and I don't think Hans would do that. I think Hans is a stand-up guy who will fight you toe-to-toe. Without all the cowardly shit that we see going on, just to silence other people, like Lee Robinson and whoever. I don't think it's Lee doing this, actually. I actually think it's, anyway, we'll talk about that later. So anyway, man, that's why when I found and I looked around all these guys, Shield, I was a member of Mike Ritland's website for a full year. Great trainer, no doubt about it, man, right? I've paid for Learberg, bunch of Learberg stuff, taking their courses. Richard Hines, right? Paid for courses, went and checked all these people out. Man, I knew what I had found when I come across Gypsy Stratton. I knew right then that I had the real meal deal. And So I'm going to throw my sense in there, and yeah, beware of the bullshit. And Shield 9 is piled high with bullshit.